Okay, Asim, so get Asim to remember, right? And you've had an Achlikas of Beer during Slokis. And one of Asim is other Mamazi. It's like pizza, it's if you shot the arrow. The other one holds the Slokis, holds no, Asim is Mamazi, not the arrow. Thomas is the arrow because not Kuchler. It's the fire goes naturally on its own, or because of the wind pulling up. So it's not Kuchler, rather because of Mamoina. There, the Mamoina is, we're making hard shoes, obviously, yeah. Not eating your ass. One difference, if you order this, you're in here. Okay, if it's not his money, if it's not his call, if it's not his call, it's going to be his stock, it wouldn't be fine. Not my money, it's my money, it's his money. And according to the news on, it wouldn't be fine because all of our money, we don't care if it's his or not. Get that? Okay. Another afternoon we had,
if the dog puts the fagara down, what the field is, whether it's the rather than charge.
Very good. And the dog, if the dog puts it down and makes the fire, is it called serious or not? If you hold shits off, it's called serious. You don't know, maybe it wouldn't be called serious because it's a dog put it down and not the fire that belongs to the barakadev, so you wouldn't be a fan. Very good. Yossi, another Nakuminiko, this is your situation from Moinoi. Yeah, to keep this list, because when we get to the end of the command, let's see if this is still true. Another Nakuminiko, this is your situation. The bad, if it's not his money, the shark is your father. So the rear finish like rad. If it's the dog has serious, if he puts down the fire, if it's serious of the dog, it's going to be a fire, it's going to be talking to your father.
Next case is the one where he is with the straw.
True, okay, it's the same idea then. It's basically saying that the combination of the two which we just had is not his money and it's not serious. So we need a different Nachmina. Now, communications or conditions to invite our gentlemen. So, Rafi, you can help us. Sure. Yes. We're moving just in time. And now, communications or kids of Asian Mission and Marina. A practical difference between the two. I can't open that. Don't rely on moving for everything. Come on. If you are the Asian Mission, it's called Odo Mamazi. Right, it's this guy shot the arrow. He got the issue, right? Just he didn't look after his blade. So, what would be a practical halakhic ramification between these two ideas?
First of all, it's true. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Dobbin. Okay, thank you. Yeah, taking time, but they waking up with coffee there. That yes. If you killed something, the guy killed someone by setting this fire on. If the Ishmael, so it'd be a chayiv. So again, the Yerichon is the one who's machayiv, and the Shlokin is the one who's protected. All these cases, it's always the Yerichon who's the more machne one, right? Always the one who's saying, yeah, other than Mazik. Other than Mazik has no letters. And one more document anyone want to share? Maybe we haven't had it officially yet. But okay, he broke out. Then he became for that advice.
Oh, that's
not fair. It's not fair. That advice. The Achayev, and then the for the Shevis. But that's not fair. Okay, that one I'll keep under my bed for the time being. Okay, so those are the enough minutes we had so far. Next, Tosha Mahal.
Two
additional
ones.
Two?
Yeah, that's not
four.
Two since he walked in.
Okay, you say that. Okay, we'll test you after the normal. Toshima. Says the Gemara, Toshima. Asheleya Esa Be'ero. Yad. Okay, you got it. Come base and base in the middle of the Yomit. Toshima. Tell it. Toshin. Toshima. Asheleya Esa Be'ero. Yad. Okay, you should record it. If somebody sends a fire in the hands of a Chesh, show you to record it. Kodom Dina Odom. A Chayim Dina Shemayim. He gave over the fire to an irresponsible human being. in the shape of, in the form of a chesh, shaita, kotter, people that are not responsible for the actions. And believe or not, those cheshes have got went and burnt down somebody's house. So the one that gave over the fire is potter b'dini adam, nachayim b'dini shemayim. We had this gemara already twice together in our kindness. He's potter from b'dini adam, but he's chayim b'dini shemayim. Why is he potter b'dini adam? No, he's fine. He didn't do it. The cheshes of God did it. Why is he chayim b'dini shemayim b'din grom? Bishem elamanda oma eishem mishum chitzom. Come to the opinion of the Bichon. I can understand why you're potter. Here all of a sudden the Bichon is the major one. I can understand why you're potter. Why? Chitzov the chesh who? This is the arrow of the chesh. Not the arrow of the person, like the original person. The chesh did it. Since the chesh did it, the memele, he's going to be the one who sent it. It's not his arrow. According to Ishlokish, called Ishlokish. Now, whose fire was this? The Pekeach, it was the adult, the sensible adult that gave it over. It was his fire. Ilu Mosar Shoyri, had he given over his fire, his ox, a chayv shayt begotten, ochanamin le mechayv. If somebody gives over his act, his ox, to a chayv shayt begotten, and the cheshit don't look after this ox, and the fire and the ox goes off and damages. So too, he gave up his fire. His fire is like the ox, so Asia can move, give him away. Tie the ox. He let it lying around, and the cheshit we got did not look after it like he should have done. So why should he be bought or Medine? Hold on, why should he be part of that's understandable why he should be part of it. Was the chetz of the chesh, chetz of the shade of the garden, not my chetz that they did. If you hold of Eishim Shemimoinus, you gotta look at whose source of the, who owned the fire, who owned the fire that was the chaos. So what the chesh should become the actual ones that brought it to there. That's similar to them not looking after the show. If the show goes and damages, then the owner of the show is chayav. So here also the owner of the money, the owner of the fire should be chayav. The simple line in the Gemara that you've ever come across. Right? Poshut. All Eish Mishim Chitzor is the chayish and spent. The old Eish Mishim Memoinai is the owner's money. Just like Shoya. I was a little bit sarcastic when I said it's the easiest, simplest Gemara. Not, but you all nodded if you agreed with me, so I guess maybe you're being sarcastic in nodding back.
English, yeah.
Right, okay, lots of minutes. Yes, yes, wait a minute, man. We haven't even done Russian. Let's see Russian. No, let's see Russian. So it says Russian. It says Rashi, Ilu, Mosa, Shoyoy, Nechish, Ochanami, the Lema Chayiv. Ilu Mosa Shira, it is Rashi. Ilu Mosa Shira, if you're the ancient Shemaloino, you might should be part of, had he given over the show to the Chayish. Ochanami, the Lema Chayiv. What? You wouldn't be Chayiv? And that's not true. Well, I mean, on the big comments, in the first and the first page, Choyma Beshoim in the Ish. By Shoy has got more of a stringency than Ish. Because the Shoy, she must be in a Chayish Chayiv. The Shoy, if you give over to the Chayish, you would be Chayiv. So why should there be that you're potter for Ish? Ish is like the mommy, and by mommy you're Chayiv. So why should it be your potter for Ish? Yeah. Now you ask again. The Gemara says that Shoy is more common. That's our question. Why is it? If you're the Ishim Shum Chitzor, we can understand that. Because the show is your money, and for that you're chayv. The Chitzor, it wasn't my chetz, it was somebody else's chetz. So the Chesh said, not chayv for the Chesh, that was back for what I did. So the Ish, you're chayv for what you did. Why is the Chitzor? So Chayim and Mishayim and Ish, I understand that. According to Ish Lokish, why should it be the Ish is bottom?
Why is there a transfer of ownership of the fire from the adult to the usher?
Who said ownership? We're going to the vehicle. He says,
"Fuck
this
butter
because not his age. He has to somebody else." Who's here?
Yeah.
Because not his case. It was the Harish's case. Who is the one that shot the fire over there? It was the Harish. It's a man, I'm not Chayev, it's not my case. It was never your case. Then it ends if it's your money. Not your money. It is your money. Why shouldn't you be Chayev? Yeah, okay. Grama, okay. No. Grama means it's not your act. Grama is you cause something. It wasn't your act. Dummy Chayev and Basin. Since you cause such a thing to happen, it didn't show my
Grama.
Why is it Grama? Because he caused that this fish. Ultimately, did that damage.
Is that the
best emotion? I'm in Shemayim, in Groma, got different parameters. If you were the part of this story, and because of you, the Cheresh shot the gun, you were Groma. Somebody gives a loaded gun to a Cheresh. So he was a Groma, he gave over the loaded gun, the Cheresh went and shot him. So the Cheresh is the one who did it. But he was still a grandma, and had he not given over the gun, it would probably be in prison for manslaughter, whatever it is, for causing this thing. So that's the Gemara. If you're the Shemisha Mechitzah, understand why you're part of the Chitzah of the Chesh. If you're the Shemisha Mechitzah, we don't understand it. So this time of the Gemara needs a lot of thought, because even according to the Ishmael Shemachitza, it's very hard to understand. What's the halach if somebody lights a fire and a wind, the roof would see comes and takes the fire from A to Z?
Okay.
Is it chayv? Sure. Why? It's the wind that did it.
Because he owns it. Well,
don't say he owns it. By lighting a fire and putting it in a place where wind can transport the fire and fan the fire, make a massive fire, that's called your chayes. That's called your chayes. It's not you didn't light that because it's not your chayes. What's the difference between that and giving it over to a chayes? I gave it to a chayes. Let the chayes be the ruach material. Is it normal for a chayes to go and cause a fire? Is it normal for a chayes, if I give over to a chayes fire, is it normal for a chayes to cause a house to burn down? Why not? Then not make it does. So it's the Ruach material. So how can you tell me, bitch, then I contribute to Yechon, it's Chitz of the Chetz. Chitz of the Chetz. It's the Chetz, no. You left this fire lying around. You gave it to the Chetz. So it's all considered your Chetz. Just like the wind, just like the Ruach material. So to this should all be considered your Chetz. I'm asking to the question of rain. Yeah, fair. Violate the fire. So what if it's somebody else who transported it? It's no worse than a wind transporting it. And if a wind transports it, it's considered my case because I was the one that lit the fire away that the wind would be able to take it further. So do I lit the fire away? The chesh should take it further. That's a chesh. That's my chesh. Not the chesh's chesh. It's my chesh that causes it to go further. That's the discussion. This is chesh of the chesh. This is the chesh. Very starkly, very strong chesh on this command. Mar is saying that Gunter and Yoichlan, we understand why he's not crying because the Cheresh did it. So why are you crying when the wind does it? I do understand. Because I'm the one that made the wind take it. You're the one that made the Cheresh take it. What's the difference? What's the difference between a Cheresh and a wind?
Why would it be too young? It's 100%. It's 100% that it's going to make it travel. It's going to make it travel. That kind of book is going to make travel then. I understand. But the question is not 100% that he's going anywhere. He can drop it off right in that spot that you gave it in.
Wind could also drop.
Give it next to the bushes.
The wind could also drop.
What?
The wind could also drop.
But if Ruach Metzia would cause that fire to spread, because just put the norm is it's going to spread 100%, 100% less than it. That's why you hide. Over here, it's not 100%. It's less than 100%. That's what's reduced.
So why you couldn't show? Okay. It's a very good term. It takes it to basically like that. It's a tweaking, but it gives us an answer that comes about the issue, which will has to be 100% it's fixed. And as much as the chance it wouldn't be, And she states that's the answer to the question. Very good. Okay, we'll need to tweak it a little bit when we get there. We need some prior stock to be different, but fine. Okay, good. So far, so good. Very good. So that's if you're the issue, which you understand why you're part of saying the Lashon of Yossi, which is there, please understand it. Kids of the Chesh, meaning it's not 100% that my act, and for Asian Shemachitza, that's me 100% your act. But in came, Asian Shemachitza, it was your money, so you should be high. Maybe you'll tell me by show and pattern, so it's Rashi that you said for Shechai, for show. Remember, so you should also be high for Ish. Why not? Why be Metzi not high for Ish? Right.
Yes, we see that when an animal, when the dog has the karara, that even if the person would have given him the karara, he wouldn't be chayav for that. It's the only, not necessarily need to have das to make it not your chetz. We say it's the chetz of the shore.
Serious, it was his serious. That's not such a culture, but that is within serious. Serious, whatever the animal did, that's the animal did. So, chayv because of the animal did. Here we're saying you're chayv because of what you did. Asian Shabbat kids of Shabbat, I'm chayv, and I killed somebody with it, I would have been chayv, it would be my act.
Much if the chayvish is indeed me.
Right, why? Because since the chayvish, says Yossi, since the chayvish is not 100% good to do it, so you can't put that back to my act. Since there's something in the middle, it's not my act. Simply, if a dog would take it, God says it's my act. It was the dog that did it.
That was what I was saying. I was saying that the dog and the cherish are in the same category.
Not really there.
Meaning what?
Meaning that they both have their own koach to some degree, and therefore it relieves the
original owner
of their activity.
If regarding the original owner, if the original owner had the fire and the dog took it out, then the original owner wouldn't be chayiv within Ish Mishul Chitzel.
And the same thing with the letter.
Right. Yeah. You have to find a raya for that somewhere else. But this is where you see it here. That's how Tosfos learned. We have to see if everyone agrees on that. But that's saying we'll accept that because we have to have a mahalach. Mahalach have to all accept for the time being.
Wouldn't it also be that the nature of Ish, it's always diminishing. It's always, it loses its core. You know, every moment, every second, it's always losing color. So when you bring the hashu there, he's not looking, he needs to add something like the rope and so he adds something to it to keep the color or increase the color.
It's in good order, but we're going to see the shocking revision of holes or pots, even if you give it a flame, where it doesn't go there. You're saying it's true by coal, or coal gets cooler. Cooler and that's bad. We're going to see a beer on the master, a beer on your potter, even if you give it a live flame to the chairs, you still potter. I'm not looking at this, let's forget that just here's a verse. Answer is because, like your beer, they also think it's 100% that this would go and burn out my house. It depends on the chairs, it's not the act, and it's not 100%. Okay. Right in the Gemara. Oh, so what's the answer to Ishak is why you potter in this case? You should know, he said the only time that you are potter is if you give over gechelet, the libo, and the chesh was melabe. That's when you're potter. I gave over gechelet, which as Yossi and Shur just said, cools down, calms down. So why is it burning? Because the chesh was malavit. The chesh found it. The chesh found it. I'm not chayv. See why in a minute. But Amal Moser is shalheves chayv. Bemet chayv. He goes over of shalheves. He's beautiful. He's not. He's also chayv. Why? He's like a shoy. He gave him a shoy. The chesh had gotten the dot of the shoy. Chayv. Sure. He gave him a shalheves. And the chesh has become the look after Shalem Zirchaim. Sure. Same thing. By Gecheles, then you're potter. Why? Because in order for this Gecheles to cause damage, you need the delivery of the chesh. For that, I'm not. see why exactly. Rabbi Yochanan Holman, this is the point I was saying to show this time. Rabbi Yochanan Holman, Peter Shalev is potter. Even by Shalev is a potter. Why? No, Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Holman, Peter Shalev is potter. He's still about 5 lines up from the end of the home. So it's Savsal the Chesh Kodorim. In the end of the day, it was in Savas on the Chesh that caused the fire to burn. It was the way the Chesh held the fire that caused it to burn. And therefore, he's not Chesh. Kodri Shlokish, the Kodri Vichon, the Mechaim, and the Mosari Gavse, still to the Vashag. You're not going to be Chesh until you give over the full tool set. Gavse, still to Shage. Gavs are tiny pieces of dried pieces of wood, silt are small splints to catch fire, and shrage is the flame. If you give over that, then it's considered your act, then you're vade b'sher, then it's considered you did it. But if you give over shaleves, it's called your bottle, savsa, the chesh, the gorim. The end of the reason why the fire happened was because of the way the Chesh held it. It wasn't 100% going to damage this house. It's because the Chesh held it. Well, Asian Mishra Kitsu, your pot. Right. Okay. Says Rashi. So we need to understand the two things in this part. We had the cash of Kuntu Shokish. Why are you potter? Asian Mishra Minimoyer. Why are you potter? It's your mowing. To which he answered, the Gecheles is mine. It's true. But why does the Gecheles cause a fire? Because the Chesh was malabit, but that's a non-chan. Why not? Why not chan? You gave him a gecheles, the Chesh had forgotten, and they could be malabit. Why are you not going to be chayv? It's your money. It's your money. Why are you not chayv for that? Why not chayv? So the Chesh was malabit. So what? Why not chayv? We left it in a place where the wind can fan it. That's where you left it. The Chesh is going to fan it, and then it's going to cause a fire. So why shouldn't you be chayv for that? That's one question on the signal. On the command. That's your money. If it's your money, why should you be bought? That's it, because it's called Gecheles. Gecheles better would cool down. The reason why it became hot was because of the fanning of the fish. But that's a hot guy.
So it's not
it's not bad. It's going to cause damage. Yeah, it's not bad. Sure, it is a damager. It's not a damager. It's the act of the Chesh transformed it into damage.
Yeah.
But that's impossible.
Yeah, right.
One, it's your money that caused damage. Yes. Why shouldn't it be chayiv? You left in a place that the wind can fan it. Why are you not going to be chayiv? The Chesh can fan it. Why not going to be chayiv?
It has to be a damaging.
You leave your gecheles in the street and the wind comes and fans it and makes it a boiling hot fire. And because of the fire, you cry and
go, oh, this is the shit in the house. Nothing will happen.
But the Hindu of Mutsuya is called Kerim Shin to become.
But he's not, is he a broken Mutsuya?
He wouldn't be a broken Mutsuya.
Well, then what happens? He must answer that.
If he's like, it's not just good enough for Mutsuya to be 100% of a thing, there's been no chance of it. It's mamish you did it. That's Ishmael from Pizza. Ishmael from Mbayim is not. And there's no more of the if somebody leaves a animal in his barn where the wind in a rope material can knock down the wall and the animal will go out, it'd be high for it. Somebody leaves, even the animal at the moment is guarded, it's not because it'll get knocked down. Somebody leaves a coal and the wind will fan it to make it a raging fire. Why shouldn't he be high? And the Pele is the Rashi here doesn't have very much. Let's look at Rashi. Gacheles v'nimo. Gacheles v'nimo. See Rashi is? First of all, the Hakeish Chayim, Gacheret Zeliba, you have it wrong. Gacheret Zeliba Hakeish, the Hakeish and the Lavit. Tiloy Domi the Shoy, that's not comparable to Shoy. The Shoy is Zum and the Azik. But the Gacheret, Hakeish, obviously has it. The Hakeish does the Azik.
Pretty much out.
If it's in a place where the wind will do it, why shouldn't you be high?
Normal wind wouldn't do it.
So this is the normal wind. The Kerosh is normal wind. Why not? Is it normal for Kerosh to fan fan?
No.
It is. Why not?
No.
They like it. So, okay. So Rashi, the Testament base, he said that you. Rashi, the Testament base. This is the Gemara is all there, the Testament base. Rashi. Ma'amya, Amya, Ba'ozla, the second last narrow line. Medium size. Medium size. Second last medium sized line on the Testament. There's a starts of Amir Ba'ozla. So the word before is Ma'amir Amir. The coal itself is cooling down. Umay de liba cheresh lo yami alei de bal gecheres nasuke adaite. What the gecheres does, what the cheresh does, was not incumbent on the bal gecheres to have thought about it. Sounds like you were saying that it's not consider the Ruach Mitzuya, the fact that the Cheresh fans it. Sounds like that. Lo Yirami Alei Lasukhe Daite. It wasn't something you had to think about. Ruach Mitzuya had to think about. The fact that the Cheresh come and fan it, that really is much, it's not something I had to think about.
It sounds like these kinds of calls, sometimes you have to fan it a lot. Catch on. Here, even if you would fan a little bit, nothing would happen. You went out of his way in the discussion.
They're putting a lot of words in the Gemara. The Gemara said he gave up a gecheles. It doesn't say what type of gecheles. The Gemara said the reason why I'm not buying my gecheles, but the gecheles, the more you leave it, the cooler it gets.
Isn't that what Rashi
said? Rashi went. Lolami alei
debal.
Lolami alei. My deliver cheres. That was the cheres found it.
What does that word mean?
My. Well, that and that the lib that the cheres found.
Yeah.
It.
Isn't
Rashi
highlighting
the
amount?
No. Or mine's and that. And that.
Why did they
have it? Mami, mami. You can't take out the words like fresh fish sold it. Why do you need the word fresh? Why do you need the fish? So you can't think, it has to make sense for sentence, right? So my beliba cherish, and that's what the cherish was milab, eh? Lo, yami ali, the balagacheles, that's okay, like. The Gemara says the statement. According to Shlokish, Gacheles, you're always potter, and Shalheves, you're always chayim. Not that there's different types of Gacheles. Otherwise, why talk about Gacheles and Shalheves? Talk about Gacheles and Gacheles. Ones that need it offhand, and ones that don't need it offhand. Gemara says Gacheles, potter, Shalheves, chayim. Why? Because Gacheles needed fanning. And that the animal, that the Chirish fanned it, is something he didn't have to think about.
Wow. It's easy, cold, and it's lit. So I can see him blowing and turning on the fire. I don't know if that's what we're talking about. That's to me that here we're talking about a situation where a little bit of fanning is not going to do anything, and a nice amount of fanning, which is unexpected of the
Pasha. Yes, you had my answer, Jim. The Gemara says two things. Gecheles potel, shalevis chayim.
Yeah.
Not this type of gecheles potel and this type of gecheles chayim. No. Rather, Gecheles Potter, Shalheves Chayim. That means Gecheles always Potter.
You know the previous edition of the word Gadish, and it meant how the Gadish meant the Eben being on fire. Put in some words sometimes. Yes,
but the question here. Why is Shlokin says your Potter? If Gecheles is Ma'ami Ami Ma'ozlo, Gecheles cools down, and Shalheves is a flame. That's what the Gemara says. So we're talking about Gacheres is one halacha, Shalemis is another halacha. Not that it's two types of gafkeres. No. Here we're talking about even the super duper gafkeres, fanning something which not ketul.
Saying
gafkeres
going down.
No, don't think that is. No, not that is gafkeres. By definition, is ma'amia amir ozer. Cools down. Unless you keep fanning it, it cools down.
So, why not expect the
Kashi
to do it?
So says Rashi, you answered it yourself. And I'm just saying that Rashi seems to say that. I didn't have to think that's what Kirish.
Why wouldn't you think that?
Oh, that's why I asked you.
It's a specific situation.
Your answer doesn't fit in what the Gemara says. The Gemara says Gacheles, you are potter. Doesn't say this particular Gacheles, you're potter. You want to know Kis Yechayev? Shalheves. I'm not paying attention about Gacheles. Says Yossi, no. Gacheles, you're also fighting for. It depends what Gacheles. So why didn't the Gemara say that? Gemara says, Shalheves, you're fighting for. Gacheles, you're potter. The reason the Gemara says Gacheles, you're potter. Because Gacheles, by definition, cools down. Unless you fan. Not unless you do super duper fanning, unless you fan. Those are the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says. So it's all right. Why don't you have to think about it? Why don't you have to think that maybe the Chayyim is going to come to fan it? So, but the simple reading of Rashi seems to say, Rashi and the test at least, seems to say that because it's something you didn't have to think about. Rashi by us doesn't say a word about that. Rashi says, the Chayyish did it. Doesn't say you didn't have to think about it. Right, because we relied on what he said on test, you have to know it, you have to remember it. Ibnachum's law of Shati, which needs a lot of work if you want to take it all the way. He's got a pshat which fits in better in the Lashon. That answers Yossi's question now. It fits in also better than Rashi here, Rashi there. It's got pages on the topic. So obviously I'm not going to be able to explain it on one leg. That he says that when it comes to Eish or any of the Shiz, I'm only chayiv for something that I was b'sheir for. But if another person was involved in making this animal, let's talk about animal. Another person was involved in making this animal damage, cause animal damage, I won't be fine. It's examples like this. You can argue this example. Examples like this. What happens if I live in Texas, right? Texas is the place where all the mafia live.
What?
Mafia?
Mafia,
New York. Chicago, that's one. Chicago, okay. I live in Chicago. I have a field in Chicago. I have lots of animals there. And daily.
That's the mayor.
I'm sorry.
Well, he was the mayor.
daily, people come and smash down my walls. Every day, listen. Every day, I build a wall, strong wall. Every day, they come and they pull those and smash down. And my animals go out and damage. Am I chayim putting my animals in my field with that wall? What do you say? Every day, without fail, you got these guys come with their bulldozers and smash down your wall. So it's a roof mitzvah. So you're going to be chayim.
Or you have to build a strong wall.
No, you build a strong wall. It's strong wall. They come with their bulldozers. So oh, make me up. Do you have to build? Would you say that I'd have to build four knocks? Because I've got these guys that come daily with the bulldozers. Or you say, no, I have to cater for Ruach Mitzuyam, not for what other people do. That's the Shaila. So that's his Moshe. He's a double Poshut in that case in Chicago. Poshut, you're not going to be tired. It's Poshut, you're not going to be tired. Because Ruach Mitzuyam is not what other people go and do. Ruach Mitzuyam is naturally what it is. He's the Kaddish, but that's possible. That example is very possible. The people that do it are Hadas. It's very possible. But the same would be, he says, what would if you have a field and you live in Tukulat and there every day, Meshugoyim come and smash down your wall. Every day, Meshugoyim smash down your wall. And then maybe animals go out. Also, there he says, it's not going to be a Chayim. Because again, it's not Ruach Mitzvah. It's an act which is done by outside people. Again, you wouldn't be chayiv. You're only chayiv for the fact that you were pesher protector. Means what I did as I left it, it could have caused damage. As I left it, could have caused damage. If I leave it in my field and the ruach mitzvah knocks down the wall, so as I left it, the animal could cause damage. But if you need outside people to be involved to make it into a lethal thing, then says Reb Nachman, that's not your pshir. That's where the outside, from outside. For that, you would be hot. Says Reb Nachman, says Reb Nachman, the same as with the chershid, the cotton with the fire. I left a coal on its own can't cause damage. The only reason why it caused damage is because the chershid comes along and fans it. Now, Rashi and Daftes doesn't say, he didn't have to think about it. He never dreamt about it. Rashi doesn't say that. It's not incumbent on him to take into account other people. Because when we talk about things, I'm Peshea, I left it, that my thinking caused damage naturally. Naturally can cause damage. If it's only because other people's influence, that the Torah did not place that on my responsibility. Lairamya, there's a lot of Rashi there. Lairamya, it wasn't placed on him. It wasn't incumbent. It wasn't obligated to take into account the Chereshit act. Not that he never dreamt it happened. Like I also said, why shouldn't he dream about it? But in all of it happened. But the Torah, when it's b'chayv you for pshir, b'chayv for pshir on something which you were pshir, not because somebody else did something, but you were pshir. So maybe if I placed it in my house and gazelim come and smash down the walls, or shoytim come and smash down the walls, the act that I did wasn't a mice of pshir. Something else happened afterwards, mishugoi, that transformed it into pshir. Same with the fire, my coal wasn't pshir. Somebody else came and transformed it into my sabshia. That was the cherish that did that. Didn't obligate you to take that into account. And that fits in with Arashi. Arashi, what's awesome? Arashi? Awesome, Rashi? Gachelet v'libo. It's Rashi. Avalod gachelet cherish ovid leilehed. The cherish didn't. The chesh did it, not me. I wasn't pesher. What I did, my act, wasn't a mice of shir. The chesh is the one that transformed it into shir. For that, you're not chayav. Not by show and not by ish.
Is the chashuk is the mazik?
Chashuk is the mazik, but you won't be able to blame it.
No, but is he asking?
He also wrong.
Is he similar to a show?
Yes, sure. Because show is chant. I left my show. My show can't cause damage. If I leave my show, what happened? Oh, I took
it.
Oh, I gave it over to the chashu to look after.
Yeah.
In that case, if I leave my show in the hands of a chashu walking down the street, I didn't look after my show because the chashu can't look after anything. So I didn't look after my show. It's not like the chayish came and knocked down a wall. I possibly didn't look after the show. I would be chayiv. Of course, I was cliche. The way I left it could cause damage. But here, I left a gachens that can't cause damage. Somebody else comes and transforms it into a mazik. Knocks down the wall, fans the flame. That says I'm not from Rashi holds it. It's a chiddush. To learn. Lots of other gemaras to see if it fits in. It's a chiddush that when we talk about the mice of the chayish, meaning since you left the coal itself can't cause damage, and it's only a damage now because of the mice of the chayish, an outside act that you're not oiness. Oiness, of course, I just say, why shouldn't you have thought about it? Why is it oiness? Not saying it was totally dead coal. As you leave it, it's going to go cooler and cooler. And he comes along and fans it. Well, it's not so hard to fan it. So why shouldn't you be chayiv? Teretz is because I left a mazel? No. I was b'shev a mazel? No. What happened? Something else came and transformed it into a mazel. There, lo yiram in it. It's obligated you to do it.
But he's a chayiv.
this is about the cat. If the cat will be different.
If a cat does it, then the cat's going to be chayav. If the fish can't be chayav. If I leave a call and along comes a sensible guy and finds it, so obviously the sensible guy is going to be chayav because he's the one that made that thing. There we have a fish. If the fish found it, the fish can't be chayav. He also wrote, the Mishnah says, Shorish and Hashem, there's three people that if you meet them, you have problems. He also wrote, bumping into them causes problems. Why? Because they can cause damage, you right? They won't have to pay. If you do damage to them, you have to pay. If they cause damage, you don't have to pay. They're not about us. But I'm saying, you can't be machai them what they did. But we want to know, why can't you be machai the original guy who left the coals there in a place where these spaceships and problems are coming? Why can't you be machai them for what they did, for what the fish did? It's your fire. Kiddush says there's no one. Yeah, no, because when the only thing we know by Momoin is if you left something in a state that it can cause damage.
So, the next case, even a Shalhevitz.
It's a really yeah, we're going to restock it. Why? We're going to restock it in a moment. Momoin. Momoin, you're only a child if you left it in a state that can cause damage. Then you're a child. If you left it in a state, you can't cause damage. The only reason why you can cause damage is because of an outside force, a person that came along and bandit or even an animal, says Lokish, you would not be chayav. Right, Bjergon's not there. Bjergon holds Eshim Shum Chitzon. As long as it's not 100% your act, you're going to be bought anyway. Of course, in the case of the Gachel, it's not going to be chayav, not your act. And we'll see that Bjergon holds that even by Shalem, says Rashi. Bori Hezeko says Rishlokish. If you gave over a shalhevet, okay. Bori Hezeko, Mizuman Hezeko. You have the damage there. Babak is showing. His mom is like his show. That's like leaving something which is a fish a mask as it is. If you gave over, I feel a shalhevet's part of all. No, shalhevet. Shalem is in Boreh a raging fire. So that's like the show. Somebody leaves the Shalheves with a Kherishay of course, you're going to be Chai. Because you weren't in look after your raging fire. The miracle of my feet of Shalheves is possible. Even by Shalheves is possible. Says Rashi, why? The miracle of Netami, the miracle of Shitosoi, Doma, Eishoi, Mishom Chitzov. The Amish is Chai Mishum Chitzon. And according to be Chetz, your Rosh and Yossi and your Mazvim, you need it to be 100% your act. And by Shalem, it's not 100% my act, but the Chetz could have stopped on the way. So we made it, oh, the Chetz of the Chetz, and the Shalem is going to be part of the Chetz of the Chetz. In order to be Chai for Chetz, it needs to be 100% the one that sent the actual arrow. And here, if I gave over even a flame to a fish, it's my flame. But was it 100% certainty that this flame was going to go to that building to burn down the building? No. Fish could have stopped. Since it's not 100% certainty, I'm not going to be here. We have him a flicker to be a Tony Shalosh. Country of Gechon, Ishim Shom Chitzon. Your eye for Ish, your arrow. If it's your arrow, it's only if it's 100%, we're going with this chap. Only if it's 100% that what you did, you shoot an arrow, it's 100% going to cause damage. You light a fire, only if it's 100% going to cause damage. But if it's dependent on whether or not the chesh will go there, it's not 100% anymore, so you're not going to be chayav. Even if I give over shalemis, which is the most obvious thing it can cause, give over flame. He just needs to transport the flame to there. Even there, you're going to be potter. It's not 100% certainty. I'm saying you can maybe shock it, but don't put your fire in that case. It's moment. It's your fire. It's your moment. Of course, you're going to be chai. The only time you're potter is if it's a gacheles. Because by gacheles, I left something that can't cause damage. A coal can't cause damage. Coal cools down. The only way a coal can cause damage is if somebody else comes and fans it. That's not me anymore. I don't have to deal with that. Was a mice of a chesh. I'd have to deal with it. I chesh, we've got the mic. Easily do that. Yeah. And then did I leave something which was a mazik? No, I didn't leave something in the mazik. Therefore, I'm not going to be chayiv what the cherish after it transformed it into a mazik. So far, so good. Shaleves is a mazik. So I left a mazik with a cherish and cotton, and it's my mazik, so I'm going to be chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan says no, because the reason why you're chayiv by Eish is because why you're chayiv for Eish? Because of chitzov, only because of chitzov. So it has to be 100% your error. If you want to make it into Odom HaMazik, it has to be 100% Odom HaMazik. And since it's not Mugha, that by giving the flame to the Chirish, it's going to cause the fire to have to burn down. So you can't stay, it's Odom HaMazik. Oh, very good question. Says the next Rashi. Very good. Says the next Rashi. If you give over a gavto, eight simulation, or silto, eight simtanin, give the full toolkit to make a fire. No, and. Yeah, eight sim, what do you think? Yeah, eight and, rather and. Eight simulation, the silto, and eight simtanin. So now, the kim, dakin, eight simtan, dakin, small, thin, splints, twigs, the high vadai b'sheahu. Now he's certainly a b'sheah, even a b'sheah's maskin, eishoi b'shum chitzo. So, high vadai b'sheahu. Now he's certainly fine. This again is very difficult. We just explained the key reason why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the reason why he's potter when he gives up the chesh, because even gives a shaleves. It's not certainty. Not certainty it's going to get there. Could be that the Chayrish won't burn down the house. But if he gives them full tools, then he is a Drashi and he's Vadai Peshev. Why? Not certainty that he'll go and take the fire to that person's house. So some people understand in Rashi that it means that he actually, the wood and the fire, the wood and the things were all already by the house. He didn't need a chesh to transfer the fire. The fire is holding in his hand, and the twigs and everything are there already. All he has to just connect it to the wood, and that's considered there. Not considered that might not happen. It's just there. It's sauce of Rashi, I shouldn't say that. But that's a big oil, big oil on Rashi. Punta Rashi, if the pshat is, like we said in Yacht, like Yacht said before, like we said from Tesis, that the reason why I got to read in your potter, because there needs to be a certainty that what I gave over is certainty you're going to burn down the house. So Shalev is not a certainty, but with wood, little twigs it is. Why by little twigs? Why by little twigs is going to be a certainty that you burn down the house? Why should that be? The house is over there. The Chayrish is over here. He has all 200 meters to burn down the house. It's true, he's got all the tools to do it. But who says he's going to go this 200 meters? Why should he be fine? That's the difficulty. Yes, Austin.
I would like to suggest that it depends on where he's standing. If he has a Gacheles, he's in open space.
Yeah.
If he has a Gacheles, or a Shaleves, and he gives it over to the Hashim. And the chashmu, you can say, I'm expecting the chashmu to drop it. He drops on the floor, no damage, whatever.
Right.
Masha'ed, he gives them all three items. And he gives them these woods. And if the chashmu would have dropped it in that spot, it would have spread on its own. Then that's the case with these items.
That's what I said before. Some explain it that way. Some explain it that way, that everything's here already. And it's just actually here. And all you need is just to connect the two. You got the fire, you got the kids, and it's just going to burn down the house. Straight away. You don't need the person to go from one place to another. It's posh up there. That's when you're going to be shy. And then you have to say, Bashanem, that's the reason why you're potter. But even though he's standing here, but holding a flame is not mukhan, it's going to burn down the house because he needs extra material to burn down the house. That is a possibility.
I'm still explaining this in Rabbi Yochanan.
In Rabbi Yochanan.
It's Chetzio.
Yeah.
Why is it still about his act?
Because it's considered his act. If I give everything over to the Chirish, including all the tools he needs, And this is to connect the file.
But he's doing that last. It's not a Hezek. It's not a Hezek yet.
You mean?
He has a plane, he has twigs, but he hasn't assembled it. It's the Chemish is doing it.
So we come to a really wrong. We had this question before. Since it's normal for Chirish to transfer fire, so why shouldn't he be a fire? So he said, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, it needs to be 100% certainty this will happen. If it is 100% certainty it will happen, then it's considered the Mazik who did it. So we'd like to suggest, if you give over all these tools, and it's there, it doesn't need to go anywhere else. You're just holding the fire and the spin's all there. Then it's already enough of called 99.9% something. And that's enough to be called Chizot.
You're only lighting it.
Right.
By giving it to him, you started to ignite the fire. You're only lighting it.
So there is this discussion. He asked this question in and nearly. Here in the Ksav, the Isha Melech, it's in the Shulchitza, and came, my Sechirishin. Alpha Gab Derishin, Posha, Ain't on the leches achab she also sharishin. Elacha my sechesh. He asks this question. He says, I don't understand. He brings Rashi. This is Vadim Shesh. So, what is it Vadim Shesh? The whole point is that every Asian Shemachitza is the reason why we talk to the Rabbi Yechon is that the Chesh did it. The Chesh did it. He asks this question. So he says, the Tzrid says this terrace has to be talking about that it didn't have to go anywhere. No, one thing. No,
see, there's a different shot in the Tzrid. But on Rashi, in Rashi Alain, it's the Medisar, Tzrid asked this. I said, Vaday Peshea, Vaday Peshea. So what? So the answer, we have to say, is in a Kimta. In a Kimta. They were talking about the Chesh, didn't he have to walk to bring the fire down? He gave him over the full tools here, and the house is here, and the fire is here. And the Chesh doesn't need to go anywhere. It's a bit of a dog. A bit of an akimta, a bit of a you. We're making up a case. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. It doesn't say in the Gemara that the house was right here. It says, I gave him the fire, the splits, the dry piece of the wood. I gave all to the Chesh. Then I'm about every share. The cash on Rashi. See, we get the things you got from Shabbat. The moment we realize the cash on Rashi. Come and make up a case.
What's the cash?
Cash is you're making up a case.
The case?
Yeah.
But it's not,
the Gemara doesn't say, and the house was there.
Three elements.
Right.
On the fire.
But it doesn't say the house was there.
What?
It doesn't say the house was there. He gave him three elements, and then he went to burn down something with beer.
Doesn't say that he went somewhere.
Doesn't say not, right?
I'm saying it sounds like he gave him something wherever he is. He's always standing in the same place.
I don't know. Also, Shelech is a be'eyo. Shelech is be'eyo. Doesn't sound like he's sending him off somewhere. And you're saying not means he was right here. So, could be, but I'm not saying it's a problem, but I know some people explain it that way. But it's a double. Diamond avatars.
So even Shoreh, in each instance where he's sending him over, and even if he tells him, don't put it over there next to the house. So he tells him, that's his head, let's call it the beginning of the next. He says, don't bring it over to the house. He brings it over to the house, and he puts it right next to the house. Finally, the head will be right there, go down on his own.
Even Shoreh, it's not over, yeah.
Even the Shalem, there's a small fire, he's camping with him, he puts it in the corner of the house.
Like you are.
But when he gives him all the things for the fire to go, it's so say he did the same move in each case, but one case he gave him all the equipment,
right? Sure.
Where he's going to spend on his own.
If he gets it,
we're assuming he got it.
I'm not assuming he got it. He got it. I have to put it down. There's no doubt about that. He got that. But if it's certainty, he would get that.
What?
When we started the story, wasn't did you know for sure he's going to get that?
You know for sure he's
going to get that. You knew?
You know for sure.
Oh, you're venture him? How do you know that?
I said. Who's listening to you? He's going. So now, in the Russian, you send him. So you send him over there, he puts the call, what is going to happen? Even if you would have done that. But he blew it. don't only put it down. The second case is you don't shut it down, you also not bring down the house.
We don't know for sure that the chair is going to listen to you in the first place.
Yes.
Why?
He's a good hush. The chashuv, the chashuv. He's a chashuv, chashuv.
Okay. So it's all right. Okay, I'm not. We're left with the catch. We have to come from the third. Okay, I'm very easy on this. Okay, let me sum up what we've had today. It's important to come out of the share with not everyone has that. Been jumping out of your stocks to be at home. Jumping around, we need to get it tied down. We had a Gemara that says, if you have a stockish, the Gemara said, if you send a fish, shade of cotton to burn down somebody's house, you're potter. We didn't understand why you should be potter. Why should it be potter? I really, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we understand the chetz of the chesh. So let's go to Rabbi Yochanan. Chetz of the chesh. Why you potter? Because it's not 100% sure that this house is going to get better. Right? That's how we've explained it. In order to be chayv for ish, has to be certain. If it's not certainty, not 100% sure. So even if you give him a flame, it's not a certainty the house will burn down. Why? Because the flame would go out. He needs extra chitter to burn down the house. So that you wouldn't be fine. If you give over the full toolkit, then it's considered your act. And the fact the house got burned down, it's considered your chit. Oh, Vade Peshev. Or on that, why? Why did Vade my arm? In the end of the day, had the cherish stopped and not gone all the way to the house wouldn't have burned down. So who caused the house to burn down? It was the cherish. So it still should be called the chitz of the cherish, the cash of the tzitzrin on rush. Got to shame us the cash on rush. So okay, the cash of the tzitzrin on rush. That's in a Yerushalayim. In a Yerushalayim, in order to be chayv, has to be 100% you. So maybe when you give over gachel, it's or even shalavis. This is Rashi. You're not going to be chayv because the chet of the chayish, if you give over the full toolkit, for some reason it's going to be the chet of the peker. Therefore, he's chayim. Kondo ishlochi, sheoni chayim. Not because of chet, it's because of momon. So we had a question. It's your money. Why shouldn't you be chayim and burn down the house? So what's he saying? No, you gave him the gacheles. Gacheles naturally cools down. And since it naturally cools down, it's considered the chayish didn't. But why? I have a chiddush could easily do it. We said the chiddush from Avraham that in order to be chayef for my moment, it's only if I left my moment in the case of my moment can cause damage. If my moment is only going to cause damage because of an outside act that's going to now enable it to cause damage, on that I'm not going to be chayef. So may the vadi, my ox, my shoy, my house, and outside influence is going to cause the walls to fall down. I'm going to be chayv for that. So too, if I leave my coal in a case, it's my coal, and it's left in a place where, as it is, it won't cause damage unless an outside act will transform it into a damaging item. I'm not chayv, even though it's now, it's still my money. Now, burned down somebody's house. I wasn't peshaya in leaving my money. That's in Ishlokish. So when would you be chayev? If you have shaleves, if I leave it there with the chayev shaleves, then what pesheya? Because chayev shaleves can't look after shaleves, so you would be pesheya, so of course you're going to be chayev. So come to Rabbi Yochanan, you're only chayev if you give the full toolkit, because then it's considered my act, whatever that means, why should that be? Kasha, that's it. Now go to Ishlokish, you're going to be chayev if it's your money, as long as it was your pshia that caused it. And what's called your pshia? If you left a shalev, left a gacheles, it wasn't your share of somebody else who caused, transformed it into a mas. Adkan comes out. This is a collected item. This is the case that according to Rabbi Yochanan, potter, according to Shlokish, Yochanan. All the other four cases, always Rabbi Yochanan was on as Bachayim. Here we've got a case, according to Rabbi Yochanan, your potter, case in the gotten. Even if I gave him a shalheres, chitz of the chesh. Come to Ishlokish, if you give him a shalheres, you're chayim, eishim, ishim, amorinoi, you're going to be chayim. So when we meet next, and I ask, what's the 5 minutes between Rabbi Yochanan Ishlakish, we now have five. Four cases where Rabbi Yochanan is more not, and one case where Ishlakish is more not. Where are you holding the Gemara? Two dots, yes, or still not? No. Okay, so Thursday, 9:30. Yes. Should have a great day, my shepherd. Should be well. Oh, he's gone already.
They both agree in the case
of three items. They both agree in the case of three items. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He's on it. He's got again, nothing's got taste. Okay. Where are we holding? Oh yes. That's exactly what we do, but we come out 22B ration. Exhausted. Second week of Zman exhausted, not so good.
Should I come here exhausted? I'll
leave with a table. I'll still be in the morning. I'll still be in the afternoon. So,